Tao Seipan crouches down in his sun-drenched field. He cups a red jewel in his hand.
Whole strawberry had to be dark red.
In a few more days, his strawberries will be fully ripe. He'll pick them once they are garnet-colored from stem to tip.
We want all the strawberry full ripe and has a full flavor, 100% sugar in there.
In the past, he would sell the fresh berries at his roadside stand called Sam's Strawberry Patch. It's located at the intersection of Manning Avenue and I Street in Reedley. But this year, he will sell the bulk of his berries to the Fresno Unified School District. He says he is thrilled to share the fruits of his labor with Central Valley students.
We have farmed a long time, but this is my passion to be, you know, farming something that feed local.
Seipan is the first small farmer to sell his produce directly to Fresno Unified. He could pave the way for other small farmers to begin selling their produce to the school district, too.
We're in the produce and vegetable capital of, you know, the world, and we want to take advantage of that.
That's Jose Alvarado. He is the food services director for Fresno Unified.
And we have been taking advantage of it, but now it's, you know, taking it to another level, directly to the farmer, from the farmer, when the occasion is right and it meets our needs. But, you know, strawberries were a natural for us.
He's excited to include Seipan's berries on school menus. But he acknowledges that there are several barriers to linking farms and large school districts. For logistical reasons, he says, it's often easier for school districts to buy from large produce distributors.
Some school districts like to work with one company. It's like going to the grocery store, right? You go to one grocery store, not the cucumber stand, the broccoli stand, the strawberry stand.
He says another challenge is that some small farmers are not trained in food safety.
POW is kind of our first step to truly go to the farm. And we have worked with other farmers, but this is one where the farmer was lacking all the food safety certifications. So we're breaking new grounds with POW and learning what it takes for him to be certified.
Despite those barriers, Alvarado says there are many benefits to buying produce, and especially strawberries, from local farmers. Among those is the cost. The district serves about 85,000 meals a day. Alvarado's goal is for each of those meals to include three or four of Seipan's beauties.
A locally grown strawberry that we buy from the farmer more than likely will be more cost-effective for the district. But that's not the driver.
Beyond dollars, strawberries are one of those fruits that just taste better when they're picked fully ripe. As they say, the cost of a vine-ripened strawberry? Priceless.
The driver is that, you know, fresh products that taste good are more likely to be than products that don't.
This farm-to-cafeteria arrangement is a great opportunity for Seipan, too. If he secures regular contracts with Fresno Unified and other larger institutions, he could soon achieve his goal of owning rather than leasing his farmland.
I wish I could own some land in the future, maybe another couple years, you know, but right now, because with no money, the budget is tight, you know, especially for me, you know, and for my boy, you know. So we still leasing all the land that we planting, but hopefully in a couple of years we have a good buyer, then we be able to buy some land.
Seipan will also continue selling berries at his stand. When I visited last Friday, a sign covered the stand's window. It read, "Sorry, we're closed." But he picked a berry directly off the vine and offered it to me.
I can try that one?
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you.
The end always has more flavor. Like this, this part is still green, so you know you might not have a good flavor yet, but yeah.
Mmm. And they're nice and warm, too.
Yeah, because the sun, yeah, nice and warm, yeah.
Mmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fresno Unified students should start seeing Seipan's berries on the menu in May. But area residents can taste them even sooner. Seipan expects his roadside stand to open this weekend.
We're going to open in 1 week. So, you know, this safe strawberry, safe fruit, you know, so if anybody needs some, come and try it out.
Reporting from Sam's Strawberry Patch in Reedley, I'm Rebecca Plevin for Valley Public Radio.